It's a Swiss and honor to be here today, as I say every week. One of the highlights of my week is to be with you and to talk Divrei Torah. And as we all know, Pesach is approaching us, and we're going to do like we always do. We're going to ask a couple of questions. Usually we ask three, but the theme now is maybe four. And then we're going to come out with that major yisod, that major foundation point that we can bring into our lives in a very real way. The Mishnah tells us in Psachim Daf Kuf Tezayin Amabeis. The Gemara says, quoting the Mishnah, Chayiv Adam Liros Es Atzmo. A person needs to view himself as if he is leaving Mitzrayim. And the Rambam, as we know, the Rambam, Ramayshe ben Maimon, the great Rambam codifying all the Gemaras, brings down Hilchos Chametz Umatzah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Vav. Not Liros, but Laharos, et Atzmo Ki'ilu Ata. It's as if a person is leaving now. Really? We're really leaving Mitzrayim now? The Brisker Rav says that it's one of the most difficult mitzvahs of the year, although we all love Pesach. Everyone loves Pesach. Again, the prep before, the hard work, the cleaning, how men clean and how women clean, right? And men don't want to throw anything away, and women are like, get rid of that garbage, right? But the cooking and the cleaning, but we all love Pesach at the end of the day. But really, we're leaving Mitzrayim? Really? We could feel that we're leaving Mitzrayim. So question one is, how can we really feel like we're leaving Mitzrayim? Question two, we know that the Gemara tells us in Psachim, first Mishnah in Arvei Psachim, Rashbam brings down from the Yerushalmi, we know that we have four kosos. Okay, we have four different cups, talking about the different Chelkei HaSeder, says Tosfos, that we know we have a Kiddush, and then we have a Magid, and then we have a Birkas HaMazon on the Shulchan Aruch, and then we have the Hallel. So again, the different Chalakim. But the Rashbam brings down from the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, you know why we have four cups? Because we know in the Torah it says, V'hotseisi, V'itzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti, he took us out. He saved us. He brought us to Ge'ula. And then he brought us into a nation. And the Ron in the back of the Gemara asks a very interesting and obvious question. Why specifically wine? I get it. Whenever you have something, a davar chashuv, when you have something important, you put wine to it. But why specifically? You could have four of matzahs. Can't have chametz for like a double meat, like a mishnah. Can't have chametz. But why specifically wine? Why is that the defining factor? And what is the progression? It's interesting. The Yerushalmi quotes a lot of different sources. Another source is that if you look in the Torah with the Sar HaMashkim, when Yosef is going and interpreting all the dreams of the Sar HaMashkim, so it says in it four times, Yayin. So the Yerushalmi says, just like it says by the Sar HaMashkim, Yayin four times. So therefore, that's why we have Yayin four times. What's the connection between the Sar HaMashkim and Yosef? We'll put that in as 2B. And furthermore, we'll call it like 2B and a half, is that there's a halacha. The Gemara tells us in Psachim that you're allowed to drink from first cup to second cup to third cup, right? We always put our, you know, everyone, you know, everyone's starving. It's an amazing day, right? Erev Pesach is the day, you know, I was talking with someone about this recently. You spend the most money on this holiday and you're starving. So we're trying to figure it out. It's because you have to buy everything new. What's the reason for it? But again, there's not so much to eat. And you're starving, especially Erev Pesach. It's a Yom Tzom. Right? Tosfos actually talks about it. Like, what could you eat? Can't eat matzah. You can't eat chametz. You're kind of stuck. You know, you get a little annoyed eating apples every single second. But it's interesting. You get to the Lel Seder, you're starving. And all of a sudden, you're like waiting for that cup of grape juice or wine. And then you're like, oh, I want a little more, I'm starving. You start dipping your fingers in, everyone knows what I'm talking about. And you start, you know, you want to drink a little more, you don't want to be that guy that drinks between. You're really allowed to, but the halacha is that between 3 and 4, you're not allowed to drink. So I remember being at the Pesach Seder with my grandfather, Rav Bamzer Zatzal, and he said, why is that? It's the obvious question, why is that? Why can't you drink between 3 and 4? Question 3, again, there's so much on Pesach. We're not going to go on for hours, because all you have to do is just turn off the recording. But again, everyone, you know, has to prepare, and they have to prepare games and skits, and if you have your children or your grandchildren, or it's just your parents, you got to make it alive, which we'll talk about. But question three, we know we have a very famous Maisa. The Maisa, again, the whole Hallel, the whole Magid is amazing. The Tanoim, the great, right, the first person, I heard a great voice, Moshe Rabbeinu's name was only one time. Why is that? Moshe Rabbeinu was he was telling over his children this story. They weren't in Mitzrayim with him. He was the first one telling. And again, everyone says, because again, we know Kadosh Baruch Hu realized that Moshe Rabbeinu was the leader. He wasn't Hashem, obviously. But there's another answer, that Moshe was giving over the story to his kids. So he's not going to talk about himself. But there's that Maisa. The Maisa with all the great Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rav Tarfon, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar, and they went to go visit the great Rabbi Akiva, and all the Bali Haggadah, I saw Rechaim Kanievsky's Atzal's Haggadah, and all the Nesivis, Rabbi Yaakov Melissa, one of the great Achronim, they all asked the obvious question, is that Rav Tarfon was the Rebbe or Rabbi Akiva? So why would Rav Tarfon go to Rabbi Akiva's hometown in Bnei Brak? Right? The Gemara Sanhedrin says that Rabbi Akiva lived in Bnei Brak. So why would they go? Furthermore, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Gemara says in Sukkah, on Daf, Kav Zayin Mabez, I think, that he says that you're not going to leave your house. You got to be with your wife. V'samachta be'ishtecha. So why was he leaving? Why did they go to the town of Rabbi Akiva? Lastly, we know that if you look through all the Seder, there is so much contradiction. On the one hand, we know it says right in one of the paragraphs, Baruch Shomer Haftachaso, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu keeps his promises. So the Ritva says right on the spot, he says, you know what that means? It's Bris Ben HaMesaret. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to Avram, he said, I'm going to make you into a nation. He wants to keep the promise. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Baruch Shomer Haftachaso, that I brought you into slavery in Mitzrayim? Really? I'm creating a slavery, and therefore that's what I'm trying to keep my promise? Furthermore, Matzah, right? Right in the beginning of Magid, Halach Ma'anya, so many obvious questions, Aramaic, why is that? Oh, how can you invite people? All the basic questions. But what is matzah? Is matzah free bread? The Achla Avusanu, we ran out of Mitzrayim, and therefore we were in Shibud, we were slaves to Paro. Or is matzah? Matzah is very expensive, right? Everyone knows matzah is very expensive, right? We know we could jack up the prices because everyone needs a matzah. But, or is it because, the Gemara says in Pesachim, Daf Lamed Vav, She'onim, it's called matzah oni, lechem oni, She'onim love Dvarim Harbe, because we say hallow with it. So which one is it? Is it because of that it's halach ma'anya, we poor man's bread? Or is it because of that we say hallow with it? Furthermore, what about Maror? Maror, we know, is Chasah. So everyone has different minhagim of what they use for Maror, but it's bitter. But on the other hand, the Gemara says Chasah represents Rachamim, Chas. So which there's all these duality, there's these themes, dichotomy, that there's contradictions. Is it the night of pain and suffering? Is it the night of being triumphant and the idea of what's Matzah, what's Maror? What is this idea of Baruch Shomer Haftachaso? And we'll call it 4B. We got a lot of questions and we'll just review, don't worry. Is that we know there's a famous Medrash, Eicha Rabasi. The Medrash says, which we all don't know, we'll know now, is that the same night of Pesach is the same night of Tisha B'Av. Again, Tisha B'Av this year is going to be a Nidche. Pesach is going to be a Shabbos. Ah, Pesach with Shabbos. Kiddush of Shabbos and Pesach. But the same night, and that's why Tisha B'Av is going to be pushed off, because you can't have Tisha B'Av on Shabbos. So, why? What's the correlation? What's the connection? So let's just review. Question one. Again, you got to have it in your back pocket. If you don't have your back pocket, you don't got it. Call a spade, right? Quick Dvar Torahs. Also, when you prepare for the Seder, quick Dvar, don't bring out that notebook and be like, I have a Dvar Torah, and you bring out, like, no one wants to hear that. Everyone's starving. Quick. Nice vorts. Save it for the meal. You know one's going to be listening, but save it for the meal. But again, let's try to bring out the Yisos. Question one. Chayiv Adam says, Rambam Laharos. Really? We're leaving Mitzrayim? What does that mean? Question two. What does that mean? Why specifically wine? And furthermore, why can't you drink between the third and the fourth cup? And also, why specifically the Sarah Machkin? Question three, what was the Maisa of Rabbi Kiva? Why were they coming to Rabbi Kiva's town? And question four, what are all these contradictions in the Seder? So what's the Yisod? So in years past, we've spoken about this Yisod, but this Yisod has to be brought to life. Because again, you could speak about everything, and it's all this one idea, which we always speak about in the Parsha Shir and the different Shiurim, is that there's one Yisod. And the Yisod is how to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu, make the Ribbono Shel Olam real in our lives. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us into this world. He didn't need to put us into this world. He put us into this world for a purpose, for a reason to accomplish, to get close to Him. And the question is, how do we bring Him in? And we're all working on our Amunah and Bitachon. We're all working on that faith. We're all trying to bring the Bitachon, the trust in Hashem, that He's part of our lives, that when we leave Yetzias Mitzrayim, we turned into a nation. And Yetzias Mitzrayim, you know, the way I make it lively for my family, which anyone has heard my some shirim from Pesach, is, you know, I take the kids out, and I bring the suitcase, and I think I said it last week. And, you know, my wife's like, how come you didn't bring a suitcase for me? And I try to explain to her that it's not real, it doesn't have stuff, but I should, because we really think Mashiach's going to come. We want him to come tomorrow night or every night. So we need our bags packed. And I bring the kids out. And this year, you know, my kids, again, I have the older kids and the younger kids. It's like this, we make skits, but we make it alive. We try to really try to reenact, and that's the whole idea. The Kobo says that the Sfardim, they really make skits, and they really make it alive. But it's even more than that. And again, you have to feel like you're leaving Mitzrayim. But you know what a Mitzrayim is? Such a powerful idea. I actually spoke, there was just a Zoom, and Sarah had a Zoom, an alumni Zoom. It was great. Each Rebbe, you know, gave a 5-minute Dvar Torah on different aspects of the Haggadah. I said this idea, that Mitzrayim represents Meitzar. Meitzar represents a boundary. You know how many times in life we create boundaries within ourselves? We tell ourselves that we can't accomplish. We tell ourselves, me, little me, what can I accomplish? What can I accomplish on any sense of this world, 7-8 billion people, me? And we put boundaries on ourselves. Religiously, we say, I can't do it, I can't learn, I can't do that chesed. The chesed is my neighbor. I'm not that guy. And we put boundaries on ourselves. You know what Yetzias Mitzrayim represents? Yetzias Mitzrayim represents that I'm not going to limit myself. I'm going to shoot for the stars. I'm going to go. I'm going to break those boundaries. You know, Klal Yisrael, they were in Mitzrayim. They were supposed to be in Mitzrayim for 400 years. The Chesed of Hashem, He took us out of Mitzrayim 210, 190 years early. Again, a lot of Mefarshim, there's a Rambam and a Ravid. Different Mefarshim, why was that so? What happened? Hakam Hashem just didn't say it was 210. But still, we are on the 49th level of Tumah. We stayed a little Mitzrayim, we would have been totally assimilated, totally annihilated. But with the Chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He turned us into that nation. He took us out. You know, the Beis HaLevi, one of my Rebbeim, Rebbeim and Sachs, or Shiva Landers, he quotes the Beis HaLevi, famous Beis HaLevi, in the beginning of his Haggadah. Hey, it's beautiful Haggadah in English and Hebrew. It's so many Sfarim, Baruch Hashem. And my brother-in-law is one of his editors, Erichemo, and so many Sfarim. And the Beis HaLevi says a very beautiful idea, which we're going to build into. That he says, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to Klal Yisrael, and he comes to Klal Yisrael and to Paro and says, let my people go, right? And we all know, Ten Commandments, no. All right, there you go, got to skip right there. So, and he says, Me'az Bati, I came, and they didn't listen to me. Klal Yisrael, they were slaves. How could they listen to a man say he's going to save them coming from God? Like, come on, we've been slaves for so long. And Paro said, get out of here. Me'az Bati, I came with this feeling I can't accomplish. Says the Medrash, according to the Beis HaLevi, Me'az Yashir, as Yashir Moshe B'nai Yisrael, that Moshe Rabbeinu took them out with the Yamsa splitting. Why? Oz, says the Medrash, that through the hardships, even though Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to give up, but Hashem said, you're not giving up, I'm going to be with you, I'm going to be there. And through the Oz, was Oz Yashir. You know, in Netziv, let's start tackling some of these questions. And Netziv says, right, the great Netziv, 1893, Rashiva Volozhin, Naftali Svi Yehuda Berlin, he says something amazing. He says, Ve'hotseti v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'lakachti. There was always a progression, Ve'hotseti, step one, finally I'm being saved, on a physical sense. V'itzalti, there's even more of a, I'm going out, there's a total, I'm being physically freed, right? V'ga'alti, there's a ge'ula. But it's not just that, v'lakachti, there's different progressions. Because life's a progression. It doesn't just happen all at once. There's a progression. But v'ga'alti v'lakachti. I take my physical freedom and then I bring it to the spiritual. And I once heard, I remember, I was like to be by my grandfather sitting next to him at the Pesach Seder for so many years. Different places that he was at in scholar residence. Right? My parents threw it down in different places. I remember in Cancun. Right? Gewaldig. And I remember him saying this idea, v'ga'alti v'lakachti, because you could have physical freedom, but if you don't have religious freedom, you got to connect the two. You got to take your physicality and bring it into spirituality. Why is there no bracha on Shechianu? Right, we're going to start saying Sfiras HaOmer, so much Torah on Sfiras HaOmer, this idea. Why? Because the connection. The Pesach is the physical freedom, but the Shavuos, getting the Torah, you need to intertwine it. The Ramban says that it's all one. The bridging the gap, all one. So therefore, we show that physical freedom is not enough. We need the spiritual freedom also. You know, we spoke so much about Eved. An Eved and a Ben Chor. You know what an Eved is? An Eved is someone that is subjugated to someone else. He doesn't have his own time. He can't do what he wants. He's an Eved. But a Ben Chayrin is someone that has his own time. He's his own man. And we go from Avdus to Chayrus. What does that mean we go from Avdus to Chayrus? Is that we didn't have our time. We were subjugated to Paro and Mitzrayim. And Hashem says, you're my nation. You have freedom. But not only that, you're an Eben Hashem. What do you mean? Didn't we go? Because no. Avdus to Hashem is a different type of Avdus. Avdus to Hashem is, wow, we have the ability to serve Him. We could serve Him and we could do everything for Him. You know, Rabbi Akiva. You know what Rabbi Akiva represents? Rabbi Akiva represents this idea. That even when things look bleak and things look so bad, I'm never going to give up. And even though when I think I'm an Avdus, it's going to turn out to be amazing. It's going to be amazing. Rabbi Akiva, throughout all of Shas, was the person that never gave up. The Gemara tells us at the end of Makos, right? There'll be a lot of siyums tomorrow. Makis, it'll be one of those scenes. Because the Gemara says, you all know that he saw the foxes and he started laughing. Why? Because he looked at the potential, the positivity of it. Rabbi Akiva saw that little water dripping on the rock, little by little. Rabbi Akiva put himself in cheder after he was 40 years old. Can you imagine putting yourself in a cheder, a three-year-old cheder, and saying, I'm going to steig, and look where Rabbi Akiva came, because he didn't give up. Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 students, and he said, I'm not going to give up. And the greatest Tanoim came out of him, five students, and wow, because he didn't give up. You know why his Rabbein went to him? Because they went to him because they said, look at our student Rabbi Akiva, that he doesn't give up. He's the person, the Amun and the Bitachon, and we need to get Musar from him. The Gemara in Taina says you could get the greatest things from your Talmidim. You could get the greatest things. And Rav Tarvin said, I need to get the Chizik from Rabbi Akiva. May Az, that even through the hardships, I'm still going to have Geula. Why is Tisha B'Av? Why is Tisha B'Av the same night as the Seder? Because we know Tisha B'Av, and God willing, we're not going to have a Tisha B'Av this year. Why? Because Tisha B'Av Mashiach is born. We're going to have the Mashiach, and we're going to turn the Tisha B'Av into a Yontif. And that's what Pesach is, the Geula. But guess what? We're not there yet. We're not there. Baruch Hashem, we have religious autonomy. We have physical freedom. But guess what? In the time of the Beis Hamikdash, and the Beis Hamikdash is going to come and we have to believe it, we're not going to be able to invite guests because you need to be part of a chabura. So on the one hand, we're so happy. We're going to be family. And with our children and our grandchildren, and we could bring the Pesach experience. We're not there yet. You know, it's crazy. Today, me and my wife, we went to the Kaisel. I haven't been to the Kaisel in so long. Right? We went to a family simcha, right? Mendy and Rina Strolowitz, the cousins, they had putting on tefillin for the first time for their son Tani. And it was so gavaldic, you know, my wife's aunt and uncle, my aunt and uncle, Uncle Michael and Aunt Michelle, right? Schwartz, my father-in-law, Rabbi Schwartz's brother. So we went into the big simcha, and I remember getting a call, true story, and everyone thinks I make up stories. My little son, little Chaimola, he calls me up, and he says, "You're going to the Kaisel?" And I said, "I'm going to the Kaisel." I've been to the Kaisel, right? You live in Eretz Yisrael, you don't go to the Kaisel so much, right? We forget sometimes. I went to the Kaisel, I even had to tear Kriya. And he said, "We bring him a Mashiach." I said, "Yeah, Chaim, we'll bring him a Mashiach. Gotta bring him." Because he said, "I'm going to the Kaisel, Beis Hamikdash." He said, "Tati, I want to work in the Beis Hamikdash with you." And I said, "You're right. Because we're not there yet, but we need a daven for it. We need a daven for it. It's not a contradiction. The whole Seder night is not a contradiction. Because through the struggles, through the difficulties, and everyone has difficulties, everyone has hardships, no one should think, no one knows anyone else's issues. Everyone has different things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everyone with their own nisyonos and their hearts sometimes. And you can never tell this to someone while they're going through a nisyon. But through the heart, and sometimes you'll never see it. After Olam Haba, you'll see it. After Mayim Ve'esrim. But through the hardships, through the struggles is greatness. Pesach. Da'achlu avosanu. That they had to run out of Mitzrayim. But even though they had to run out of Mitzrayim, it's that bread She'onim dvarim harbe, that we say a hallow with that matzah. Baruch shomer haftachos, so the Ritva says again, bris ben abasarim, Hashem promised Avram, you're going to make yourself into a great nation. I'm going to bring you into a Sheba Mitzrayim, which looks so bleak. But guess what? You're going to come out, and you're going to become stronger than ever. You're going to make yourself into a nation, you're going to get the Torah, and it's going to be amazing. Maror, it looks bitter. And yes, we have had so many bitter times. But guess what? You're going to persevere. You're going to build yourself. Mora represents chasad, the rachmim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us. He wants to do everything for us. Now we have to bring Him in. We have to show ourselves how lucky and fortunate we are. The Leil HaSeder represents the Leil Emunah. It's probably maybe, again, who am I to rate? Who am I? But it's a Leil Emunah. Even the greatest Tanoim, the Amorim, would spend all night. They knew the Pesach Seder. They knew the story. Right? They knew Shas from... They wrote Shas. They knew it all, but they had to relive it. They had to live it. That's what it is, Mitzrayim. You see, Mitzrayim, we break those boundaries and we say we could do whatever we want as long as we set our mind and our hearts to it. Because like a Shabar who wants our hearts, we need to bring them in. We need to bring them in. You know, I told this story a couple years. Such a powerful story. We'll end with this. Getting late. My wife told me that she saw this on Torah Anytime. It was during Corona. I remember those days. Again, it's still going on. And we need, you know, Baruch Hashem. It's no lockdowns in Eretz Yisrael in America. But again, there needs to be refuahs. But again, remember 2 years ago, no one knew all the craziness. And everyone should have refuah shleimus. And everyone should be good. But again, all the shiurim, so my wife saw a shiur, and I saw it after on Torah Anytime, Eitan Feiner, and my parents have a schlust, they have an apartment in Shari Chesed, on top of Eitan Feiner, a Gavaldik Tzadik in Shari Chesed, beautiful, my parents are here, and I just scroll, bring the gula, the close, get closer, you know, everyone's going to be on the, trying to get on those flights, or on the Eagles, but Baruch Hashem, we're here, we're a little closer, but you probably have to corona test before to get in on the Eagles. I don't know. Well, as once my grandfather once told me that someone once, the Lubavitcher Rebbe said the Mashiach should come on Shabbos. And someone raised and said, "What do you mean, Rebbe? The Gemara says it can't come on Shabbos." He said, "You know, let him come. And then we'll ask him all the cash. Let him come. Let Mashiach come. We need Mashiach." But Rebbe Eitan Feiner said a great story. He said that there was a great Rabbi B'nai Brak that came to him. Told him, following my son. I told the story before. It's good chazar. Remember stories. And he said, you know, Nabok, I had a child. And the child, she was born a dwarf. She was little. She was a dwarf. And I would cry all the time. What's going to be? Is she going to be able to find her zivug? Is she going to get married? And one time, my daughter turned to me and said, Tati, Abba, Daddy, why are you crying all the time? What are you nervous about? And she turned to him and said, listen, you know, Klal Yisrael, they had the Mitzvah on one hand, Yam Suf on the other. And the Gemara tells us in Sota and Daf Lamed Zayin that everyone went in. Everyone went in, all Klal Yisrael went in, and the water hit to their knees, and they weren't sure what was going to happen. She turned to her father, and she said, although the water hit to your knees, I'm smaller, I'm a dwarf, maybe it went over my head, but guess what? I made it out. Dad, you need to have emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a plan for me. Don't worry, Hashem's going to help us. And he came back to refine her and he said, guess what? My daughter became a kala. Because she took that emunah. And again, we all have struggles. We all have life struggles. But we bring the az. We bring the emunah into our lives. The Pesach Seder is such an integral, the preparation, the games. I think there's a website, simchasyechiel.org. I think games, ish torahs, different things, but you got to make it alive. You got to make it alive for yourself. And the way you make it alive for yourself is that you should tell yourself that this is the night of Emunah. This is the night that I got out of Mitzrayim. But in my own personal Mitzrayim, I'm not going to set limits. I'm going to learn from Rabbi Akiva. I'm going to realize how great I can become. How great and close I can become to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm going to work on my davening. Right? Little things. Little things. Asher Yatzar, the little kavana, little things, a bracha with a little kavana, a little act of chesed, a little extra staka. We all have the ability for greatness, a little extra learning. The more you show HaKadosh Baruch Hu what you do for him, the more he'll do for you. Everyone should have a chol kosher v'sameach, should have a mamish gevaldik. This should be our Pesach, and finally, we'll bring the Mashiach and have the real karma on Pesach. We won't have a Tisha B'Av. Bezer Hashem, everyone should be mechazik themselves and keep on getting closer. And let's bring the Geula. Everyone should have an amazing, amazing Yom Tov.